The Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that there is an Avelus on Yantuf, because the Gemara says the mitzvah derabim of Simchas Yantuf overrules the private mitzvah of Avelus. So it's a machlokes the Rambam and the Bali Tosis I learned Pshat in the Gemara. According to the Rambam, it's both deraisa. It's a mitzvah derabim deraisa of Simchas Yantuf beats out the Avelus Yom Rishon deraisa. According to Tosis, they're both derabbanan. The mitzvah derabim derabbanan beats out the Avelus the Yachid derabbanan. But according to everyone, that's the bottom line. There's no Avelus on Yantuf. So the question is, so everyone agrees to that. So, and there's no Avelus on Yantuf. However, we'll get into a machlokes, perhaps Rush and the Rambam, whether there's Avelus Betzina on Yantuf or not. There's Avelus Betzina on Shabbos, a discussion, the Rambam and the Rush, whether there's no Avelus at all on Yantuf. That's what we'll have to see. So the Shaila is, if someone dies Erev Yantif, so if someone dies on Yantif or on Cholamayid, so you do the burial on Cholamayid, but the Kfur doesn't begin until after, the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yantif. And so what we do is we count Yantif Sheni as day one, but we don't do any Nihugi Avelus, and then you count 6 days after, because Halacha Diver Meiko B'Avelus. What happens if you have the burial, if you get the burial in Erev Yantif, and you sit Shiva? So if you begin Shiva in Erev Yantif, so the Halacha is, I'm about to the mitzvah of Shiva. In other words, there is no Shiva, your Shiva is finished. So, in fact, that's a whole discussion that seems really, Erev Pesach after Chatzos, if you're sitting Shiva before, so you get up at Chatzos. People make the mistake, you get up at Chatzos on Erev Shabbos, don't you? Go until the last minute, whatever time, whether you need 5 minutes or an hour to prepare, whatever amount of time you need, you could stop. So, but Halach is on Erev Yantif, Erev Pesach, there's a real din of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So there's a big shaila among the Rishonim, there's an Orzaruah. So let's say a person, so what do we do? Is Halacha Gadivei Ameiko Ba'Avelus. So if someone's sitting Shiva, so they could, at Erev Pesach after Chatzos, they could get up, the Shiva's over. What happened if someone had a Kfura after Chatzos? And now they could, so do I say they have to wait until after Yantiv now? Because it's a Yantiv, now you can't have Avelus. Or do I say, no, you could still have Avelus, even though they started to prepare the Karban Pesach. So, Lamaisa, we go Laku and say you could sit Shiva, you could begin Shiva before Pesach, and then that will knock out the whole Shiva. Because Halacha Gadivei Ameiko Ba'Avelus. So there was a Maisa Shahaya, I heard from Rabbi Simon, a good friend of mine. He told me a Maisa from the Shevet Halevi, when Rav Vosner, a big gadol in Eretz Yisrael, when he passed away, I guess he died Leil Pesach. He died the first night of Pesach, so I assume in Eretz Yisrael they buried him Cholamayid whenever they had a chance. I don't know if they do bury. I'm not sure what the midrash in Eretz Yisrael is, because you could be buried on the first day by Gayim. There is no Yantav Sheni. So whatever the practice was, they buried him either on Yantav Rishon or on Cholamayid, whatever the case might have been. And obviously the Shiva began after Yantav was over. That's what happened. However, apparently he had a son who lived in Chutz Laretz, I don't know, New York, Lakewood, I'm not sure where he lived. And when the workers, the Gentiles, it was Leil Pesach in Israel, and I don't know if he was told to, if he did it on his own, he figured he might as well get this. He knew the son was 7 hours before, so he told the son that his father passed away. So what, the son sat Shiva for, I don't know, an hour, 5 minutes, whatever it was, before Pesach. And therefore, he finished his Shiva even though by the time Pesach came, he was Mako like the Nitziv. And he went ahead and he sat Shiva. And he didn't have to keep Shiva after Pesach. It was over. And by his rest of the family began afterwards. So you had a Heichatimsa where you had different people. I mean, Akatsa or Akatsa. The son finished Shiva before the other people even started Shiva. I guess that's a good trivia question. So in fact, because the different Shiloh about the Godo Habayis is when, like someone, that if you come back early, do you go, do you just continue counting with that person, or do you keep your own count? But here's the case where it's totally different. One finished Shiva, and that's because he heard, for him, it was Chutz La'aretz. It was Erev Pesach. So therefore, Erev Pesach, even though it was after Chatzos, I'm guessing maybe it was before Chatzos, but even I'm assuming it was after Chatzos, and therefore he began the Shiva, and that's why the whole discussion on Yontif. So the Shiva counts that you get into, then the 7 days of Pesach count. On Sukkot, you even have more. On Sukkot, you have Erev Sukkot. Then you have 7 days Sukkot, then you have another seven for Shemini Atzeret. Like that's how the Reisha Rav Aaron Levin, or Levine, he points out that's how the Pshat in with Kosa. Why is the Chaf small when Avram went to cry and to eulogize? So he wants to say because he based on Midrashim that they came back, the Akedah was on Yom Kippur, and he came back and there was Erev Sukkot, and not like the Medrash that Sarah heard about and died. It's the opposite. She saw Yitzchak come back and said, what, they failed the Akedah, then Parcha Nishmasa, but she died in Erev Sukkot. So therefore, he sat Shiva right before Sukkot. That was 7 days. Sukkot was another 7 days. And then Shemini Atzeret another 7 days. So that's what it means. With Kosa, the Shloshim, everyone agrees, if you began the Shiva before, so everyone agrees, you don't get the Shiva, but there's another halacha as well of how long the Shloshim goes. That's the Pshat of Aaron Levine gives by the small chaf, because it minimizes the days of he cried less, and because instead of having Shloshim, you only had kind of like 9, 10 days.